Petersburg Medical Center's long-term care unit was among the first in town to welcome in 2010 with an early countdown on Thursday.
That's a noisemaker. It's New Year's Eve, and so at noon, we're going to carry on like it was midnight. Okay?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I hope the years to come will be as good as the years, the past years that we have all been. It was fantastic.
That's long-term care resident June White, who is thankful for the people who take care of her.
All of us that are here, if we get sick in the middle of the night, all we do is push the dinger, and we got help coming instantly. That's a miracle of this place. I've never seen anything like it before.
Another long-term care resident, Carol Johnson, was in a rhyming mood.
In the olden days, we didn't waste our time with messing up. We learned how to dress up. So dress up your life and make your wife so happy she'll drool every time you walk through the door. Well, here she comes. Look out, it's wet out. It's raining. No, it's snowing. I told you so. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And the following day, sunny skies and temperatures in the teens greeted over 24 people taking part in the town's annual polar dip.
Are you going to be in the polar dip?
I am. It is just before 1 o'clock on the 1st of January 2010, and it's cold out. I think it's in the 20s, and there looks like there's about a couple dozen people here. Right?
Yeah.
And it looks cold.
Yeah.
So I better go get into position.
Okay. Have fun.
Thank you.
So is this your first polar dip?
No way! It's a tradition! I go every year somewhere.
Where else have you been?
Lake Coeur d'Alene or Lucky Peak Reservoir. We go water skiing every year.
All right.
Oh. 1 minute!
1 minute.
Is this your first polar dip?
No, I've done each one.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
How many is that?
I think this is the 10th.
I'm freezing!
But I'm going shallow this year.
Even the
it's just as cold here as it is out there, but I'll get out quicker.